Relationship Podcast with your host, certified life coach, Chris Rich. If you're having trouble navigating your mixed faith relationships, struggling to connect with your people, or having specific challenges, you are in the right place, my friend. Episode 94, Why I Stay. Hello, my beautiful friends. I am so happy you are here with me today. You have no idea how much I appreciate your support. Thank you for being here. Thanks for listening, sharing with your friends, and leaving me reviews. You have no idea how much I appreciate it. So the other day, I was meeting with a guest I was interviewing, and before we got started, I asked her if she had any questions for me. Well, she caught me off guard when she said, "Yeah, I do. Why do you stay?" This is not the first time I've been asked this question. In fact, I get it quite often. And it totally makes sense this question comes up because I am an active believing member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My husband has been out of the church for most of our 25 years of marriage, and our three kids have zero interest in religion. But before I share my answer for why I stay, let's chat about this for just a minute, shall we? So this question of why I stay, it actually has two parts to it. Why do I stay in the church? And why do I stay in the marriage? For starters, it's important to recognize we have options. It can feel very constrictive, thinking you have to stay, and that is the only option. That may lead you to feel stuck, resentful, or victimized. It can actually be helpful when you realize that free agency applies to you as well as everyone else. You are a grown adult. You can actually choose whatever you want to do. Obviously, there are consequences that we may not be able to choose, but we can literally do whatever we want. People do it every single day. When we actually see we do have a choice in the matter, then we can empower ourselves by choosing intentionally. It can be helpful to zoom into just today and choose for today. Who knows what the future holds? But for today, this is the choice I am making. And I want to point out, I choose to feels so much more empowering than I have to. So once you realize you have a choice, it can be very helpful to figure out your why. Think of a two-year-old and all of their whys. Why do you do what you do? Or why don't you want to do that? Ask yourself why. And when you figure that out, ask yourself why again and again until you come up with some answers that work for you. Prayerfully spend some time in your journal. Make a list of pros and cons. Ask yourself if you like your reasons. Do you like your why? One of my very favorite things as a coach is helping people figure out their why. Once you know your why, it's a lot easier to make a decision. And when things get hard, and they often do, because life is 50-50, you can always fall back on your why. So let me share my answers with you. Why do I stay in my marriage? Well, I'm married to a good man who is kind, he supports me, and I love the life we've created together. I love our perfectly imperfect family of unique individuals. I love the person I'm becoming and the beautiful relationships I am a part of. Is it always easy? Nope. We have lots of ups and downs, just like any other family. But here's the thing. I like my why, and so I choose to stay. Now I want to talk about why I stay in the church. And I'm not going to lie, there have been times I've thought it would be easier to leave. But then I remember my why. For starters, I love going to church. I adore my ward family. My calling in the Stake Relief Society presidency. I love teaching and being taught. I love the social aspect. I love the opportunities to serve and the feeling of being part of something much bigger than myself. Does that mean it's easy? Nope. Going to church by myself can be really hard. I can't tell you how many times I have ugly cried on the second row of the chapel, or felt like I was different, or like I didn't fit the mold. Because I know what it's like to be in the margins, I look for others who may be feeling the same way. I look for the person who is sitting by themselves. I take a tissue to the woman with tears trickling down her face because life is not turning out how she expected it to. I lug what I call my Mary Poppins bag, full of books, puppets, colored pencils, paper, treats, so I can help that mom that is there by herself. I feel like I have a sacred opportunity to look for those that I can mourn with, to comfort those that stand in need of comfort, and to lift up the hands that hang down. If I didn't look for them, they might not be seen. I feel needed at church. Another part of my why is I like who I'm becoming when I'm striving to become like Christ. I am more loving, less judgmental, more forgiving, more authentic, and vulnerable. I'm a better listener, and I seek to understand those who may have a different point of view than I do. I'm not saying those things can't happen outside of church, but for me, going to church helps support me in my desires to improve myself. And lastly, there have been those times in my life where I knew that my heavenly parents were in the details of my life. I could feel their love, their support, and their awareness of me. In episode 8 of the Mixed Faith Relationship podcast, I share one of those very special experiences, and I'll share that link in the show notes. So, can I prove any of this to others? Nope. But for me, it brings me a lot of hope and peace. And I'm willing to admit I could totally be wrong about all of it. But for today, I'm okay with that. And if I get to the end of my life and I figure out that none of it's true, which I don't think that's the case, but I don't know, I don't think I will regret doing my best to become my best self and trying to put as much goodness into the world as I can. That is why I stay, my friend. And I like my reasons why. So to wrap things up, number one, remember, you have free agency and you get to use it just like everyone else. And number two, figure out your why. And if you need help with that, let's work on it together. I would love to be your life coach. Okay, my friends, that is everything I have for you today. Make a great week. Mwah. Don't have to be on the same page with religion to have a great relationship. If you are feeling stuck in all the emotions that are coming up for you in your mixed faith relationships, or are looking for tools to help you move forward, I can help you. Sign up for a free session with me. Go to chrisrichcoaching.com and click on work with me, because you and your loved ones are worth it, my friend.